Hey everyone, this is Giggles and Chat with Dr. V. How are you guys? I hope you guys have smiled today. Well, can I exhale with you guys for a minute? Can I just share just a little another snippet of the joys of single parenting? Guys, I was listening to Whitney Houston's song, Exhale, you know, shoop, shoop, doobadoop, shoop, shoop. Y'all get my drift. I can't sing. And then I began to hum a little louder. Next thing you know, I was singing louder than a hummingbird. But today, my one and only guys turned 18. And I know you guys are saying like, wow, just last week he signed his letter of intent to play sports in college. And now, a week later, he's turning 18. And I must say, being his mom has been an experience. So many people have asked me, what are you going to do with your time when he leaves? And you know, I'll smile. And then my response, live. You know, guys, as parents, we pour into our children. We provide the best resources that we need. What social life? Our social life is our kids, making sure they're to practices, making sure they're learning manners. And that's what I did for 18 years. You know, my son was born 18 years ago today at 6:28 this morning. And it was funny because I was in labor for 18 hours. And I only needed to push full time. So why was I in labor all that long time? Who knows? However, since my child has existed on this earth, he has challenged me in more ways than one. There were plenty of days, and I'm sure some of you who are parents can attest to this, I would simply ask why. When I realized that he was my why, I try to make sure daily that he understands that being respectable and having good manners at all times is truly worth it. Guys, I have learned so much from simply being his mother, and I'm still learning. But instantly that comes to mind is patience, the power of words, and more patience. There were days when I did not understand that lesson until later, and today it really humbled me because it sank deeply in me this time. And I'm not going to confess that I was raising a boy to become a man because I know I can't do that. However, as a mother, I knew that I could raise him to be honest, respectable, and to display great characters at all times. Today, guys, I am exhaling because my son, who's an African-American male, he's defeating the odds and living. He's not in a jailhouse. He's not selling drugs. He's not disrespectful. He's going to be soon graduating from high school and heading off to college. My only prayer is that he remains focused and to become the best productive member of society he can be. Guys, this is Giggles and Chat with Dr. V. Smile. One love.